Well, Kenya Moore be kicked off The Real Housewives of Atlanta for good?
And Tamar has been our baby here showing all them cakes, honey. We'll explain.
Also, Joe Exotic is still in prison, but he has a message for us. But before we pour that tea,
let's get this started!
Yeah?
All right, now, Morgan Freeman admits he absolutely hates Black History Month. Now, before everybody gets their panties and boxes all up in a bunch, let me explain. Now, during a recent interview with Variety, when the voice of God was asked why he hates Black History Month, he said,
"You're gonna give me the shortest month in a year, and you're gonna celebrate my history? This whole idea makes my teeth itch. It's not right."
Well, the man said what he said, you know, your teeth, you know, for your teeth to itch, that is some level of irritation.
How?
Wonder how he feels about Juneteenth.
You know? Oh, man. I'm sure he doesn't like the one
what
day
either.
What
does teeth itching actually feel like?
That sounds like somebody as old as Morgan Freeman. That's something right. that he yeah. would say.
He said this before. I've heard him say this before years
itch?
Ago. No, about Black History Month, not feeling like a month encompasses it.
I think he said he feels because blacks built this country, so why should we have the smallest month of the year?
Sure. I'm with
the
that.
The 28 you know, days.
28 days yeah. and right. stuff. So. And then I think he probably got upset because when they caught him with his, stepdaughter and Mary.
Gary, moving on.
He probably didn't say that.
Yeah, I don't think he would be satisfied with any month.
That might have been a part of his 40-acre package.
Oh, wow.
Actually, probably not.
Baby, this is some scandalous tea right here. Kenya Moore has recently been suspended from taping Real Housewives. Oh, well, according to the streets, y'all, people are saying unripe new peach Brittany Eady and Kenya got into a little back and forth, with Brittany telling Kenya she doesn't know who she's messing with. Well, Kenya took it upon herself to twirl on over to the internet, finding out Brittany was an alleged former escort.
What?
And rumor has it that Miss Twirl dropped them visuals revealing blown up pictures of Brittany kissing on some man's eggplant for all the guests at the grand opening of the Kenya Moore Spa to see. Kenya Moore Hair Spa, that is. So allegedly, that's why Bravo suspended Kenya indefinitely. But girlfriend hopped on Twitter and said, "You will be seeing me. I'm not going anywhere despite all this stuff."
Oh, So she showed that at the spa opening, showing that, hey, after you've done this, we can make your hair look like this.
Oh, wow.
She could have used it as a part of her campaign.
That probably would have been the better thing to do.
Yeah. Right.
We can get anything out your head.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
But I don't think they should have suspended Kenya if that happened. Because in those reality shows about fighting and going below the belt.
Yeah, but this is a bit extreme, right?
No.
Well, the Edie girl did say she had a gun. She said she had a gun and she was going to pull it on Kenya.
Okay,
so, like, she's like, oh, let me do some research on you and here we are.
If somebody hacks your phone or hacks your computer and gets some photos that maybe you sent in private or a video of something you did in private and they share it without your permission, you can sue them.
Yeah.
But if you have an OnlyFans page and
that's
it's
different.
Like public knowledge and the world could just Google
then
this information.
And
I'm going to Google it later just to make sure it's
real. Yeah, I also, let me know, as the head of Dish Nation research, I'm going to find out if this is true or not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, okay, because, my thing. But anyway, well, y'all, honey, Tamar.
Hi.
Well, honey, now, you haven't been with us for a couple of weeks, though, girl. You ain't been here in a couple of weeks, but it looks like, honey, you have been out there thirsting.
What did
yes. Now, Tamar has been frolicking and showing them clapper cakes, baby, on the ground. Yes, ma'am. We've been watching, and let me read the caption for one of the posts that she shut down social media with. And here it goes. The Love Me tour begins 4/7.
I love me.
Oh, where did it say I love me? Oh.
4/7.
The I Love Me tour begins 4/7.
Oh, 47. 47.
Oh. The Love Me tour begins.
I love me.
Oh. I love me.
Do you charge by the letter?
Do you love you?
The I Love Me tour begins 47. Low miles. Love and light.
Woo.
Okay, girl, now low mileage, bitch. Now I know that's right, honey. Okay. Now,
How come Atlanta didn't get that outfit when you performed here?
Yeah. All right, Tamar.
T, what's going on here? Is this
all
a photo
right.
shoot?
What is?
Yeah, I kind of always look like this under my clothes. You just didn't know that.
Oh, wow. So you didn't have your clothes on
you
that day.
You better tell them, bitch.
No, I was actually shooting something. This is a secret, but it's amazing.
Is it Victoria's?
So, no, it's not Victoria's.
Okay.
But, yeah, you'll find out in a couple of weeks.
Hey, now, honey. You must be on the prowl.
What? I am not. I actually always look like this.
So you wear lingerie all the time?
I like a little lingerie. Yeah.
Tana, what you think?
Well, I mean, she
Tana
looks great.
Is over here
look,
drooling.
I'm doing my research. I'm the head of research.
Like,
oh. I'm the head of research. Okay, moving on. We've got new proof. We're moving on. Can we get the video one more time? I'm kidding. That's a joke. Okay, we've got new proof that people in prison love Dish Nation. Last week, you guys remember, we talked about Blueface's mom asking Kim Kardashian to get him and Chrisean Rock out of jail. Well, it seems like the Tiger King himself, Joe Exotic, saw our story, and he commented on our IG boy saying, Kim should help me get out of jail. Been asking her for help for years. They all admitted to perjury. Why am I still in here? This is bull. Carol Baskins did it. I added that part. He didn't say that. So do we think that, Joe, do you run your own IG from prison? Did he post that himself?
Probably.
I believe
possible.
So.
Yeah.
But it's sad, though. Kim should help him, though. I mean, come on.
I mean,
you know, it's Pride Month.
What is he in jail for, though? Anybody know?
Well, the whole thing was allegedly he hired the hitman, and that was the thing that did it.
Oh.
But supposedly he wasn't sincere about it. Joe, I'm doing my best. and so he still wound up there.
They treated him like a black man, so, look, just put him in jail.
Yeah, based on the name alone, they probably thought he was a rapper and just gave him the immediate rapper treatment.
If he was a black man, Kim K might have tried to get him out.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm trying to help him out. Saying if
like, he can't do nothing for Kim, really, you know?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Not at all.
Wow.
I just really like thinking about Joe Exotic watching us.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Fight the power.
Okay, y'all know Joshua Jackson is booed up with Lupita Nyong'o after divorcing Jodie Turner-Smith last year.
He came up.
So Jodie shares a 4-year daughter with Joshua, and when asked about her ex's new relationship, she said, good for them. We need happiness in order to peacefully co-parent. I'm trying to get us to the Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin level. I truly hope they're happy and that it benefits us as a family. Of course, Gwyneth and Chris started a trend when they consciously uncoupled 10 years ago. So are y'all surprised that Jodie's taking the high road?
Not at all.
No.
That's the best road to take, man. Mm-hmm. Because, like, when you sound like you bitter and unhappy, there's more dust fall on you, right?
Absolutely.
You know?
That's true.
What's his name again?
Finest. He's cute.
But that's one thing I like about him. You wouldn't, he couldn't take you, though, honey.
Why you say that?
He like him black. Yes, bitch. He said, give me a black woman. And, honey, that's what I like about him.
My stomach!
Yes, baby. Yes.
You say I'm too light.
You're too light, girl.
Yes.
That is hilarious.
Yes,
check your DMs, though. After that video, you never know, T. You never know.
Yes.
Well, check this out. Now, Usher has also consciously uncoupled from food. Oh. Well, at least on hump day. Now, he told WSJ Magazine, yeah, I fast on Wednesdays. Watch this. I typically try to start around 11 p.m. the previous day, then go the entire day on Wednesday just drinking water. He also said it's not a religious thing, just something he got from his grandmother. And that's not a bad little habit to throw on yourself, man. Could y'all go a whole day without eating, or would you just be walking around here hangry?
Depends. I don't know. I know how to fast. Yeah, I grew up fasting.
Yeah, growing up in church, you know how to fast.
Yeah.
My grandmother should do either a whole week, or they would do 40 days where they would only eat one meal a day.
Is that the Daniel fast?
No, that's just the day fast that they used to do. When the pastor called the church to do it, they all do it.
So how long he been doing that, Brad? You been doing it for a while? He just doing that because Juneteenth is Wednesday, or he been doing that for a while?
Oh, my God.
He's been doing that, Gary.
I mean, you could tell the kind of shape that he's in, that he operates a little bit different than most people, man. So, like, fasting speeds up the metabolism, you know what I'm saying? Helps you, like, maintain a certain level of weight.
When you're Usher, you could be called to be shirtless on stage at a moment's notice.
That's true.
So you gotta stay ready.
Need that Wednesday.
Yeah, I need a month's notice.
I need a lot. Yeah.
Well, up next, Fantasia is out here in these streets, y'all. Literally. Hey. We'll explain right after the break.
Uh-uh.
I love her so much.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
As you all know, June is Pride Month, and Marlon Wayans, who is a proud ally to the LGBTQ+ community, wanted to celebrate. So he posted this photo on the gram with the caption, "Happy Pride to all my LGBTQ+ peoples." Did a photo shoot with the great photographer at Parrish Lewis. Dope pic. P.S. I'm straight. Well, according to my child, cisgender male, I love and support my peoples. Beautiful post, right?
Yeah,
that's nice.
Well, believe it or not, Marlon caught major backlash from trolls. Some even questioned his sexuality. However, Marlon stood 10 toes down and responded with even more photos of support.
Okay.
He captioned this one, he captioned one with, "Yeah, and just for the hate mongers, I'm posting another. As a father of a child in the LGBTQ plus community, I show my support. Zero bleeps what people think. If I lost you, good."
Okay.
Who is cisgender?
Cisgender. So cisgender is like, I am cisgender. I was born and assigned the gender of male at birth, and I am, and I continue to walk through life as a male.
As cis?
That is what cisgender means.
That's so confusing.
All five of us. So there's sexuality, which would be straight, gay, LGBTQ+. That's your sexuality. Then there's your gender, assigned at birth, which is male or female. Gender is a social construct.
Whatever happened to just being a mammal?
So if you are cisgender, then you are living in what we would understand to be traditional male or female gender roles.
Okay, cis.
Oh.
Right. That's what it's giving.
Well, moving on. Well, looks like Diddy has officially been locked out of his own city of New York. That's right. Diddy no longer has the key to the city of NYC. And now we talked about not too long ago about how Diddy was asked by the mayor, Eric Adams, to return the key. And apparently Diddy has done just that. But there's still some less controversial celebs out here getting keys because our girl Fantasia just got one.
Okay. Hey.
Don't know if they recut Diddy's key and handed her that one.
She don't want no tarnished key. She got her own brand new fresh cut key.
A shiny key.
Yes,
all right, well, fantastic. Well, shout out to Fantasia for being awarded the key to her hometown, High Point, North Carolina.
Yes. I must say, I'm getting the key to my hometown.
Are you really?
Yes.
When?
I should be receiving it probably when I go home for the holidays.
Oh, that's really nice.
I beat you. I got two keys already.
You got two keys?
Two cities?
Yeah, I got one Chicago and one for New Orleans. That's right.
Hey.
Well, I'm getting mine to Port Arthur, Texas. Thank you, Mayor Barty, and the city manager.
Thank you to Mayor Cantrell.
They're going to lock the top lock on you.
Well, I'm getting everybody the dead
going. Well, Fantasia got the key, but she also got a street named after her.
Oh, wow.
That's what's up.
Well, yeah. Fantasia.
Missy Evans has one, too, but congratulations to you, Fantasia. We love you over here,
well,
girl.
Well, I don't have no street.
So, like, do you think it'll have more of a positive or negative connotation than MLK in most cities?
I think it's more positive.
People might take their shoes off, meditate, maybe sing a song.
They do MLKs wrong in all cities.
That's not what he stood for.
It's not at all.
That was not.
Chicago.
Anyway, up next, hear why one rapper made his girl wait 13 years, baby, before honey making her his wife. Oh, right after the break.
Oh. 13 years.
Bitch, I would have left his ass.
Child. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey,
everybody. It's time for a
Dish Debate.
Well, baby, y'all, the singer Vito had the internet in the uproar when he dropped this tea, okay? So during a recent interview, Vito, who just tied the knot to his child's mother and girlfriend, Shy, said that they waited 13 years before taking the big step.
Wow.
Yeah, so he explained the reason he waited so long because he wanted to wait till he found this out. Take a look.
This may sound crazy. I wanted to see if she's a good mom. If she's a good mom, she's a good
wife. That would piss me off.
I mean,
oh, wow. Absolutely. So I have my daughter. She's an amazing mom. She does everything 13. To the T.
Y'all falling for this?
No. I'm falling for it, honey.
No.
13 years, honey? And I'm sure he didn't play it around. So I didn't even know he was light-skinned, honey.
I wanted to see if she was a good mom.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, everybody has their weird prerequisites that they have if they want to see if a relationship works or not. And apparently, she believed in a relationship long enough to stay in it for 13 years.
Yeah, because she probably just said, "Girl, look, honey, he's paying the bills, and I'm getting what I need,
honey." Well, the baby looked three.
So
10 years just sat up here and played in her face?
So, like, now he knows how she operates in all scenarios, all the seasons.
Come on now.
Pregnant, not pregnant, without baby.
You keep that up, head crack.
Yeah, I'm trying to back him up. We got
a
song
together. Is he a big singer? Because I ain't never heard of him.
I don't know the man of God.
I don't know.
He's on that song we did.
Oh, yeah, I know the man of God.
He got some bops, though. He got some bops.
No, he's really talented.
Oh, he is?
No, he's really, really talented. Let me sit back because I was talking about him bad. I talked about this whole situation. I was judging him like hell. Like I just playing, great singer.
Well, moving on, the second season of Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars is getting really good, and this week, we have a sneak peek of this week's episode. Now, this season, the man himself, Gordon Ramsay's team, is competing against Lisa Vanderpump's team, and the challenge for this week is to craft a seasonal advertising campaign for their wine collections. And the team with the least effective campaign finds themselves on the chopping block.
Oh.
Check it out.
Team Vanderpump, you're going to be working with my wine?
Yes.
And Team Ramsay, your work with Gordon.
Hell yeah.
First of all, you need to choose a time of year to base your campaign around. After that, shoot an extraordinary commercial, edit it, and then you're gonna present it to a incredible audience of wine enthusiasts. At a launch event tomorrow evening.
How do y'all think y'all would fare in this kind of challenge?
Like doing what, presenting wine?
Well, yeah, like, I mean, you gotta pick a month that your wine is supposed to be, like, representative or a holiday, whatever. And I feel like on the video commercial editing point, that's where I would shine, because I like doing creative editing.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, wine is tricky, and, like, all wine tastes the same to me, so I'm not the best taster, per se.
I would do probably Juneteenth, honey, because, you know, we'll get real knocked out, low down, and everybody be just, honey, having a good time.
Knocked out and low down.
Knocked out and low down on
the logo could be some broken chains on the bottom.
All that, honey, it would be, honey, we'll be, honey, slaying.
Free your inhibitions. Juneteenth wine.
On Juneteenth.
Right. Well, make sure you check out Gordon Ramsay's Food Stars airing Wednesday on Fox, every Wednesday, that is. And up next, Lotto's getting trolled for saying she's almost a virgin. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, looks like Lotto has caused an uproar on the internet again.
Ooh.
So she recently previewed a new song on social media in which she rapped, "Anyway, body count so low, I might say I'm a virgin." And of course, the comments started rolling in with criticism, which caused Lotto to respond with the photo of herself and a clapback video on IG where she says, "I'm too rich for this." And she captioned it with, "Why y'all in an uproar about my body count and my mystery man?" Then she followed that up with, "Y'all ain't gonna rain my parade no more." So y'all, are people wrong for coming to her for something she wrote in lyrics? Like, you know, you probably got to be a writer to understand. People pick things apart all the time for no reason these days. It's a lyric in a song. It's 30 more lyrics in that song. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, Low Miles is a flex.
Yeah, that's wonderful
really
thing. Low mileage, people can't say that.
I could. Low
a
mileage,
lot of people
bitch.
Can't say
Listen, we can all say it.
Because ain't nobody going to say they was with me, so
well,
that's
she's
a good
saying
thing.
It because she knows it to be a fact about herself. It's her rap, it's her lyrics, and there it is.
Yeah. Any of y'all low mileage?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
1,000%.
10,000%.
My mileage is so low, I might have 0 miles.
Really?
We don't believe that at all, Tanner.
Zero on low mileage.
Some people be rolling back their miles. Be rolling the odometer back.
You're stupid.
Well, honey, that's all Honey the Tea for today. Tune in for some more Dish tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye. Keep your miles low.
Okay.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.